Welcome to Jane's Dreamy Bookshelf. You are listening to A Cabin in the Woods. In this story, I will take you on a journey through the woods to a cabin where you will find rest and relaxation. As you settle in, please find a private, quiet place where you can be cozy for our journey. Take a couple of deep breaths and close your eyes. Feel yourself being fully supported wherever you are, as if you're being hugged. This sacred time is for you to rest. As you slowly breathe in and out, remember, you are safe, you are comfortable. Nothing else matters in this moment. Our journey will take you deep into the forest, to a healer's cabin, where you will be welcomed inside, cared for, and given ample opportunity to rest. You will be surrounded in comfort and warmth, protected from the outside world. The cabin will be your very own sanctuary. So now, let yourself be carried away to the cabin in the woods. As you begin your journey, you find yourself standing at the edge of a heavily wooded forest. You take a deep breath and breathe in the heavy scent of pine trees. The air is slightly cool. You whisper the words to a spell you have been given to help you find the trail. The words float for a moment in the air in front of you before gently drifting away. You watch and wonder as leaves and branches move aside, revealing a welcoming dirt path. Before moving onto the path, you pull the hood of your soft cloak over your head for warmth, allowing the heavy fabric to cover you from your head to your legs. Your sturdy boots fit perfectly and allow for flexibility and support as you venture onto the path. The ground feels solid beneath your feet as you go forth, carefully passing bushes dotted with red berries. As you meander down the trail, soft light filters down between trees that tower above. There is a slight breeze, yet you are comfortable within your cloak. Beyond the sound of leaves and pine needles under your feet, the only other thing you hear is the constant hum of insects and chirping crickets. Occasionally, a bird will sing or momentarily cry out. When a fat gray squirrel crosses your path, you linger behind to watch him. He hurriedly scampers up a tree and pauses halfway to peer back at you. His fluffy tail twitches as if he's trying to communicate with you in some secret language. When you don't respond, he leaps onto a branch out of sight. That's when you notice the tree has elegant symbols and words carved into it. You take a deep breath as you let the meaning of the words sink into your mind. Welcome. You are safe. You are loved. You are cherished. As you continue forward into the forest, a deep feeling of calm settles over you. Underneath your cloak, you feel the weight of your pendant around your neck as it rests against your chest. It was given to you by the healer to keep you safe. You reach inside your cloak and lightly touch the stone with your fingers, admiring the smooth surface. It feels comforting to the touch. A small stream intersects your path, forcing you to pause. You kneel in front of it and notice the surface is as clear as glass. In the reflection, you see a hawk circling overhead. The hawk lands on a branch not far from you and flaps its broad wings. It shakes its tail and whistles at you, urging you on. You stand and make your way over to a fallen tree that will allow you to cross over the water. You are then led up a steep hill, yet you climb it with ease. At the top of the hill, there is a waist-high stone wall covered in green moss. The path ends at a weathered wooden gate. Beyond this is a small gray stone cabin below. Blue smoke drifts skyward from the chimney. You have arrived. You lift the metal latch and push open the gate. From here, the path transforms from dirt to stone. The stones have been crushed into small pebbles, and you like the way they sound and feel under your boots. As you walk down the hill, the wind picks up at your back, as if urging you on. Dark clouds gather above as you make your descent. It seems you have arrived just in time to seek shelter from the storm. You notice that the front door has been painted pale blue, and it has been left open a crack to welcome you. You lower your hood as you step inside and let your eyes adjust to the dim lighting. A gray cat lays curled up by the hearth to your left. Across from it is a welcoming sitting area. Beyond this room is a doorway that leads to a kitchen. A steaming blue tea kettle sits on top of an old cook stove. You notice there is a ladder to your left that leads up to a sleeping loft. The healer steps out of the kitchen and greets you warmly. She offers you a cup of your favorite beverage and suggests you sit on the sofa by the fire and warm your feet. You slip off your boots and sink into the soft, supportive cushions. Candles line the top of the lavish stone hearth. The logs from the fire shimmer with blue iridescence. Flecks of blue ashes float in the air before they swirl downwards like snowflakes. You watch them as you drink your beverage and become mesmerized by the sight. When you finish your beverage, the healer places a velvety blue blanket around your shoulders, and you instantly feel like you are melting into the comfort of it. Your body yields under its weight as you sink back into the luxurious sofa cushions. Your heartbeat slows as you take long, deep breaths. You begin to notice other sounds in the room that are soothing. The cat's rhythmic purring, the soft ticking of a clock, the house as it shifts in response to the wind outside. For a moment, all sounds become muted, as raindrops lightly splatter against the heavily curtained windows behind you. You feel your eyelids become heavy, your breath deepens. You bring your legs up on the couch and turn on your side as you stretch out underneath a generously sized blanket. Your head sinks back as you close your eyes. The light from the fire flickers as you hear rain falling steadily outside. With each breath, you sink deeper and deeper into sleep.